In next month's primary, three Democrats and a Republican seek a chance to get on the November ballot. Democrats James Ragland, Andrew Ginther, Zach Scott, and Republican Terry Boyd staked their positions on the city's tax policies. Republican Boyd is a business professor at Franklin University and former member of the Columbus School Board. He says Columbus residents might be overtaxed.
I would be for rolling back some of that income tax. You know, when we passed that income tax in 2009, it was a very sensitive reason for doing so. We were under the impression that fire service would improve, police services, there would be more police on the street.
City voters approved a 25% increase in the city income tax in 2009. Leaders threatened police and fire layoffs at the time. Public safety is the largest expenditure in the city's $815 million budget. None of the Democratic candidates indicated they'd consider an income tax rollback. Sheriff Zach Scott says if elected, he'd reexamine City Hall's tax abatement policies that often give incentives to businesses that promise job growth. Council reviews abatements to determine whether companies actually deliver on those promises.
The problem is we bail out corporations, then we ask for zoo levies and school levies. We ask for increase when we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, and then going to the taxpayers and saying, we need some more of your money. Well, should we not look to make sure we're taking care of the dollars that we have, that they're actually doing the priorities, what the citizens' priorities are?
Candidate James Ragland is new to city politics. This is Ragland's first time to run for an elected office. He urges voters to take a simple test to determine whether city tax funds are properly spent.
And, you know, I'd ask voters to look outside your front window. I think there are plenty of neighborhoods around Central Ohio, around Columbus, that have not seen that area of return. And, you know, I'm wondering if the Hilltop sees the return on its investment. I'm wondering if Linden receives that return on its investment.
Candidate Andrew Ginther wants to move from the head of city council to the mayor's office. He has the backing of outgoing Mayor Michael Coleman and the Franklin County Democratic Party. Ginther says increased revenue from the 2009 tax increase has improved safety and reversed cutbacks in other city departments.
I think there's been a great return on investment. We've opened up all the rec centers that were closed before issue one in 2009, and we've added curbside recycling, which has been a very popular and very much in demand service.
Columbus leaders will choose two of the four mayoral candidates in May to square off in the November general election. The new mayor will take office next January. Tom Borgerding, WOSU News.